1 month after the floods and cyclone that battered Queensland, and a day after a record downpour in Darwin, comes research claiming to prove a link between intensifying extreme rain events and man-made greenhouse gas emissions. The authors of the paper, published in Nature Today, say extreme rains and floods increased by 7% in the second half of last century, right across the Northern Hemisphere. AM's David Mark reports.
It seems whenever there's heavy rain, a flood or a cyclone, the question is asked.
To what extent has that been nudged or, as I like to say, aggravated by a little bit of climate change going on as well?
That's Roger Stone, a professor in climatology and water resources at the University of Southern Queensland. And it's a fundamental question. Up to now, the answer has been based purely on theory. But in an article for Nature, two Canadian scientists say they've proved a link between heavy rainfall events and man-made climate change, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. Dr. Francis Weirs from the University of Victoria is one of the authors.
We saw that there was a pattern of change that is simulated by the climate models that is detectable in observations. So that suggests that humans influence the intensity of precipitation extremes.
In other words, strong storms and heavy storms that can dump a lot of rainfall in a very short period of time. That can cause, as we've seen, I guess, in the last few months, flash flooding and a lot of very intense localised flooding, which can do enormous damage.
The two Canadians found that those heavy rainfall events have increased by 7% over the past 50 years. They make the connection with climate change by looking at rainfall totals collected between 1951 and 1999 from 6,000 rain gauges across the Northern Hemisphere. They then ran complicated computer models with climate change factored in, which correlated with the rainfall pattern they observed.
While it has often been suggested that observed changes in precipitation extremes are likely linked to greenhouse gas increases, prior to this time, there had not been a study that had formally identified this human effect in precipitation extremes. And so this paper provides specific scientific evidence that that is indeed the case.
Professor Roger Stone says it can be extrapolated that if climate change is causing more heavy rainfall in the Northern Hemisphere, it's also happening in Australia.
The CSIRO models have already demonstrated that to, I think, a good extent, certainly for a region just such as southeast Queensland, that we do get increased and enhanced what's called deep convection under climate change scenarios.
Professor Stone, you're an expert in this field. Are you satisfied that the science in this particular paper is robust, that there is a cause and effect link between those increased greenhouse gas emissions and those increased rainfall events?
No, I think definitely it's a robust study. It's part of the scientific discovery that we're going through with this interesting area of research. And the fact that it's published in one of the world's most prestigious journals, which is Nature, I think speaks for itself.
Professor Roger Stone from the University of Southern Queensland, ending David Mark's report.